girl's in there. It's weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Game over, man. Game over.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You are invited to an open house where horror will be your host.
Don't fall asleep.
Welcome to the Gavin in the Woods podcast. We are talking about a freedom fighter today and not that stupid fucking woman who brought her baby to an Arj Barker show.
Oh, my Lord, can I say, and I think I speak for everyone here, not just at the podcast, not just in this house, not just in this suburb. I think I speak for everyone in this country.
Yeah, well, you've got the talking stick.
When I say, this is Australia, we hate your baby.
We hate your baby.
Oh, my Lord.
Don't bring your fucking baby to a show. You don't bring dogs to gigs and you don't bring babies to shows.
See, I don't have a problem with people bringing their, like, dogs to gigs. At least, like, the dog would be quiet.
No, I mean, like, music gigs.
Oh, okay.
Like, a lot of punk underground gigs, you'd always have someone turn up with their dog. It's like, this is too loud for a dog, you dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Aw. If it's some soft folk.
Well, yeah, then the dog's the only reason to fucking go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not there for the music. I'm just here to pat dogs.
Yes, yes, well said. So that's – and the most bizarre thing is what I don't understand is, like, if you're a journalist at the moment,
yeah,
like, the world right now is chef's kiss because everything in the world is fucked.
Yeah.
The housing market is fucked. Donald Trump's in another trial. There's an actual war in Ukraine. There's, you know,
there's Gaza.
There's the Gaza conflict. There's bloody Iran is firing missiles. There's so much going on. Climate change. Bits of Antarctica are falling off. There is so much happening.
Yeah.
Every news media in our country decided to put out an article on the hour, every hour, about a woman being told to get the fuck out with her noisy baby.
Imagine being such a loser, you get kicked out of an Arj Barker show.
Oh! And then she's like, oh my God, I was so humiliated. What, because you were going to an Arj Barker concert?
Arj is all right. No, it's just that he attracts, well, obviously a massive crowd. But
yeah, I don't think.
Unfortunately, along with that massive crowd comes some massive fucking wankers. Dickheads.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fuck off.
Nah, just an okay dude. I went paintballing for his 30th birthday.
Oh, there you go.
Name drop, clang. I didn't bring a fucking baby though, did I?
I was going to say, did you all just get around and shoot babies? Oh, my God. No, I love it. Like, all the media was trying to drive up this, like, controversy of, like, oh, my God, there's all this controversy. You read the comments and it's, like, 1,000 comments and it's literally 1,000 people just, like, don't bring your fucking baby. Like, I paid for a babysitter. Fuck off. Yeah. Or just, I hate your baby. That was me, obviously. Yeah. But I was just trying to, like, be like, fuck your baby. Like, yeah. Put the baby in prison.
Little baby jail.
Oh, my God, so cute. Oh, my God. But yeah, so that apparently is the biggest conflict facing Australia. Don't worry about rising inflation and everybody's living in tents and we're buying nuclear submarines and rape scandals, yeah, you know, in the Capitol building. No, somebody was mean to a baby.
Yeah. Well, not even a baby. It's dumb fucking mother.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I wish she was here right now just so we could kick him out. Even if they were being quiet as fuck. Just get out. Just get the fuck out. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my God. I wish, this is the only time in my life, I wish I worked for a bank. Because if I found out we had the mortgage on her house, yeah, I would just rock up and be like, get the fuck out. And just boot their baby.
Wow, you've created sympathy for bankers. Wow.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the rest of Australia, we need to play a game of tag. Yeah. Whenever you see this woman, make sure you throw her and her baby out.
Now, I hate to be the realist in all of this.
Yeah.
And you can blame the media all you want. But as we all know, media these days is algorithmically driven.
Mm.
And it's our fault for watching. We're the ones who are clicking. We're the ones who are driving the engagement. We're the ones who are demanding more.
Yeah, but
We killed Princess Diana. We're the ones who put those two mopeds in the tunnel. We are the ones who did it. We didn't start the fire. Wish we fucking did.
Oh my God. No, it like, oh my God. It's all starting to come together. Like, weren't they like in the car because they had just been, two had been kicked out of an Arj Barker concert? Were they having to leave early? Is that conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Oh, but yeah, it's just, it's one of those things. Like, if you're going to die on a hill, make sure that you're not actually the dickhead in the story.
Yeah.
Before dying on that hill.
Yeah.
Because awkward.
To quote the judge of the moment, she went back to get her hat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. But anyway. Yeah, so for the people overseas, bless you. You haven't been able to, like, have to put up with this bullshit that we have. But, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. I had to go home and phone every, like, TV and radio station in the country so they could interview me.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God. Oh, and then the best bit is they got her on for an interview and she was holding her baby. And while she was having to yell, "My baby's not noisy," the baby started screaming and was like arcing up.
Yeah.
And they had to ask her for her baby to be taken out of the room to continue the interview.
It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. Everyone hates your baby. Oh, my God. No, even the baby knew it shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
That's why it was arcing up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Just that woman annoys me.
Fucking entitled bitch.
Oh, my God. Your baby. Yeah. Your baby sucks.
Your baby sucks.
Oh, my God. It really does.
Bring it back where you can afford a ticket.
Yeah, bloody free loafing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, my God. Anyway, so That's our commentary on the world today. Fuck babies. And
we just turned up in some weird internet searches.
Oh,
I'd like to say hello to the white people in Manila right now.
Oh, so wrong. Yeah. So wrong. But yeah, it's, yeah, just, I'm just saying, if you're going to be like, I am the freedom fighter here, make sure that you are and that you're not actually, you know, the with Christopher the Columbus. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. You know what is so weird?
What's that?
Speaking of freedom fighters.
Yes.
And fighters for justice.
Yes.
Unlike that bitch who went on the news. That is totally what the topic of this week is about. Would you believe?
I would, yes. It's almost like a formula.
What are the chances? There are no formulas.
For anything?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This week, we are looking at a total badass.
Okay. Is it Lucille Ball?
Well, not quite that much of a badass.
Okay.
A hero of history.
Okay.
A lover. A warrior.
Oh.
A leader, and definitely the sharpest tool in the shed.
Is it Xena?
Oh, my God. No, I'd have my lesbian Xena outfit on if it was.
Damn.
As this week we look at what would have happened if Edward Scissorhands grew up and went to war.
Oh.
Or if Freddy Krueger wasn't a pedo and instead used his skills for good instead of evil.
Hang on. Freddy Krueger didn't fuck kids. He just killed him.
Excuse me. No, there were come on. No, there were suggestions.
No, there wasn't.
It was alluded to.
There was no allusion.
It was alluded that there was going on.
No, he got the kids when they were doing it. If anything, he was a force for moral change.
Teenagers he came back and killed. That's why the parents originally killed him, because he was killed kids and was a dirty pedo. That's why I don't understand why people are get all like, oh, touch my titties, like about like Freddy Krueger. You're like, the dude's literally a pedo. Freddy Krueger's a terrible pedo.
Is he?
That's why he's dead. That's why they set him on fire. Why do you think the
I thought he just killed kids. I thought he was just a garden variety murderer.
He killed them after he...
How do you know?
I wasn't there. Like, I'm not confessing to a crime. Okay. It's like in the movie.
Okay, I'll have to watch it again, but I never got that.
Oh, my God. That's the whole point. He's a dirty, like, pedo kid killer. In a hat. In a...
There's a Dr. Seuss book I'd fucking read. Oh, the bathtub's got a ring in it.
The twat and the cat. No, the twat and the hat. Oh, yeah, no, he's totally a pedo.
Okay, well, that's just ruined the fucking one of the greatest franchises.
Oh, so it's okay when he's just like a kiddie slasher?
Yeah, especially if it's one of those kids at Arj Barker's show.
Look, what I get. Yeah. But, oh, Lord, no, total pedo.
Okay, well, I feel ignorant.
Mm-hmm. In this week's episode of Galvarino, Slow Clap for Justice.
Oh.
All right, and this is me. This is me doing a slow clap for Galvarino.
Oh, there's no contact.
You'll find out why you can't hear anything.
Okay, I'm glad we're not filming these anymore.
Oh,
that was very ableist.
You don't know what I was doing. Shut up. Or Galvarino extending the hand of vengeance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We don't have an exact birth date for Galvarino. Somewhere in the mid-1500s.
Okay.
Galvarino was born into the Mapuche tribe, indigenous to South America, in what is now called Chile and Argentina.
Okay.
The Spanish arrived in South America in 1492. I won't say discovered because that implies it was lost, or that no one was already living there. It didn't take Spain long to extend its greedy fingers into the very heart of South America, leaving a trail of terror, destruction, rape, death, and disease as they rapidly sought to steal every inch of gold from the continent.
Mm-hmm. And chili peppers. That's what they took, gold and chili peppers.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. So really, your chili sauce business was born in...
Oh, it's the slave blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Spanish decimated village after village and tribe after tribe. The Incas were undoubtedly the largest of the tribes, but they had been weakened by harsh civil war just before the arrival of the Spanish. It is interesting to think how different the outcome may have been if the Spanish had been met by the Incan civilization at its peak.
Yeah.
If only.
Oh, they would have fucked them up.
They would have fucked them up. But divisions aside, the Spanish were armed with rifles.
Yeah, muskets, yep.
Cannons, horses, and disease.
That's the one people really don't take the credit for.
Yeah.
It was the disease.
Yeah, it was the disease. Yeah. Look, you know, people in Spain, England, around that time, they'd never bathed. Ever.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about an individual person. I mean, everybody in those countries had never bathed. Ever.
This would be a really cool thing to look at from an epidemiological perspective. Mm. Was the large movement of people in Europe responsible for the fact that when they went over there, these diseases were incredibly novel to the people of South America? I don't know. Was there a lot of movement amongst people in South America? Like, did we not get diseases from them?
Well, actually, what's really interesting is I think it's the syphilis that was born around this time.
Really?
Because originally what we know as syphilis today was like a little bit of a skin rash and an irritation amongst like those native in the South America region. So they'd have a little bit of a rash.
Yeah.
The Spanish wang got involved. And it all just sort of mutated into the syph that we love and know today.
Ah, and then it went back to Ibiza and a British sailor took it back to Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go.
There we go.
Yep.
Just literally, just everyone stopped. Just stop. Stop putting your wang in places where it's not meant to be. It's so for so much.
Only Wang approved places.
So much. No, I don't care what if the Wang wants to go there. The Wang doesn't get to say. Just think how different the world would be if just somebody just no. Wang's away, everyone. Wang's away. Oh.
What are you, the Wang police?
Yes, I am. Oh, my God, just think how different. Seriously, just stop and think for a moment. Everyone, just unless you're, like, driving on a highway and there's a safety risk, pull over to the side and just be like, just picture it. Just picture. Think of any major time in history and think how different it would be or where we'd be now if there was less, you know, angry wanging about.
Angry wanging about.
If there was no angry wanging, how much better would everything be? How much better would the Wild West be? How much better would walking at night be? Like, how much better would prison be if it could just be Wangs Away?
Wangs Away sounds like an incredible musical.
Oh, my God. I'm just bringing out for, like, lesbian week. Oh, my God. Wangs Away. Just picture it. All the
Imagine
wangs.
There's no wangs. No wangs to get in your eye.
Yeah.
You can be Yoko and Screech.
From the wang down my throat.
Can't believe I found a karaoke version of that so quickly.
Oh, my.
Thanks, YouTube.
Oh, don't diminish my point, all right? Just think.
Okay.
All right.
If there was no Wangs, there would have been no John Lennon. And I'm kind of cool with that.
Oh, my God. Two Wangs don't make a one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I've completely forgotten where I was. Okay.
That still became a fucking racist joke.
At it through racist eyes.
Okay. There was a guy that I used to go to school with that had that on his car. Two Wongs don't make a white.
Oh, my God.
It's like, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, I actually meant to say right. I didn't mean to be racist.
I know.
I swear to God. Let me just drink some more champagne. So basically the Spanish showed up. It's like, and we've talked about this before, you know, there comes every time where in the middle of warfare, the old forms of warfare become obsolete.
Yes.
Because the other side has just upgraded.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, like World War II, Blitzkrieg.
Yeah. This is definitely an example of that.
Yeah.
In between the Tolton and Italia rivers lived a large and powerful tribe, the Mapuche tribe. 1531 would see the Spanish move into the area now known as Chile. The members of the Mapuche tribe lived in large agricultural communities which consisted of clusters of extended family groups. They had their own unique language and were known for their high-quality textiles. Nice. Give you a little backstory.
Yeah.
Salute to them. Textiles, very hard to make.
The Chileans are still known for their textiles.
Especially made with bold colours.
Yes.
The Mapuche used these textiles and would trade them with other tribes. The Spanish arrived on the Mapuche lands and looked to colonise the Mapuche people. In the usual manner, stealing property for slavery, murder, rape, pillaging, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Usual wanging about. The Mapuche had no intention or inclination to serve the invading Spanish forces.
Fair.
Surprisingly, even after the Spanish showed up one day and told the Mapuche people that García Hurtado de Mondez had been appointed as the Spanish governor in charge of them and the whole area.
Okay.
Excellent. And he was now governor of their lands.
Okay.
Which seems just totally fair and just and legit. Rando fucking dudes showing up. Wang's out, no doubt. Lord. So they show up. This is all ours. We own everything now, yep. including you, by the way.
Yeah.
The Mapuche general, Caplican.
Okay.
And I feel I'm saying it very wrong, and I apologize to him and all of his ancestors. Who, interestingly, so this is the general in charge of the Mapuche's army.
Okay.
Okay. So Caplican had earned his position as general by standing still in the courtyard, holding on his shoulder the trunk of a large tree for 3 days and three nights straight.
That's some Navy SEAL shit. No, seriously, that is.
Lee, as very much hardcore Conan the Barbarian that is, is that necessarily the test for whether or not you should be in charge of making the battle plans?
But what were their battle plans? Like, they were skirmishes, they weren't pitched battles that the Europeans were using. Yeah, like...
I'm just saying there are other factors...
They're hunter tribes. Like, you just need a strong man. Like, they know how to move as, like, little independent hunting units. They just need a strong man.
I'm just saying John Wick is not necessarily the biggest man in the room.
No,
I'm
he's
just
not. Saying. But John Wick is not an army.
I beg to differ, sir.
You know what I mean.
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This guy used a tree trunk. John Wick could have done it with a pencil. Yeah. But anyway. Caplican formed a military band of warriors to set out to attack and destroy the Spanish settlements which had sprung up on their land. I'm not angry with this as a reaction,
no,
to be honest.
Not at all.
Now, the Mapuche, even though they lived an agricultural life, were not gentle farmers.
No.
They were no strangers to fighting. In fact, they had fought and defended themselves from the might of the Incan army in the past.
Fuck.
So that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass. Now, the Mapuche sprang an attack on the Spanish. Now, what's curious about this battle is, okay, the first thing for this battle is, so they were like, okay, we're going to, like, you know, you sneak up until you're in a certain amount of distance. So until they don't know, fuck, and suddenly we're just there and, you know, you stab, stab. Unfortunately, the Spanish got a heads up that the tribe was coming. But do you know how they got the heads up?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's kind of in the realms of two men going night fishing, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because I've read this in sort of bits and pieces, you know, from, you know, different stories, and they all try to be like, oh, yes, there were just two Spanish gentlemen who were part of the Spanish army.
Yeah.
And the two lone men had just one snuck out against orders, you know, into the forest wildlands.
Yeah.
Yes, they were just going to explore and look for some berries.
Oh, did he find two berries under a twig?
However much they try to, like, you know, like, you know, just put it in the book, be like, dude, there were two Spanish army dudes having a rug and tug, yeah. All right? They were having a root in the forest. Just say it.
Yeah.
Just say it. Now, all these people are like, no, they were ultimate warriors. Men don't do things like that. They were fucking in the bushes.
To quote the comedian Steve Hughes, they're not tough. They fuck men. That's hardly gay.
So, yeah, they were out picking berries.
Yeah.
When they happened discreetly away from everybody else where they couldn't be discovered. And they just, while they were picking berries, again, it's an audio medium. I don't know why I'm doing the finger waggle quotation, picking berries, that they happened to be like, notice a couple of well-oiled South American men.
Yeah.
which caught their attention. And they were like, oh, fuck, we're being surrounded for an attack.
Yeah.
So they snuck in via their secret, you know, sneak out path and went, oh, we were just getting some berries. And we're about to be attacked. We'll talk about the berries later.
So America has Paul Revere. Here we've got Paul Reacharound.
Yes. So
Paolo Reacharound.
So unfortunately, their first attack was prematurely exposed. So they still gave it a red hot crack, though.
Yep.
Now, even though the Mapuche outnumbered the Spanish and fought bravely, they were fighting with bows and arrows and sharpened pikes. The Spanish were armed with horses, rifles, gunpowder, and cannons.
And swords.
And swords. Big fucking swords. And a lot of berries.
Yeah, and armor.
The Mapuche lost this first battle. But the Spanish were more than a little overwhelmed by the remarkable aggressiveness of their new enemy. And so abandoned their settlements and withdrew from the area.
There you go.
But they didn't say it was because, well, fuck me, we fucked around and we found out. They were like, oh, no, no, we definitely had a very thorough look and there was no gold, no need to go back there. It's not because we pissed our pants or anything. We're not afraid. There's just no gold. So that's why they pulled back from the area. Not because they were shit-faced, shitting themselves. Another, excuse me. So they withdrew. Another indigenous tribe, the Mapoches, similar name, not the same.
Yep.
Led a successful attack against the Spanish in Santiago. As news of the victory spread, it energized the other tribes. And the Araku War was in full swing.
Okay.
Bada bing boom. With seemingly never-ending battles, some the tribes would win, some would be won by the Spanish. Then brief periods of truce, then back to the fighting, then back to the peace, then war's going to kick off again. In one of these early battles in south-central Chile by the Biobío River, the Spanish took 150 Mapuche warriors prisoners.
Right.
Including a young chieftain named Galvarino. And they were marched back to a Spanish encampment. There the Spanish held what I'm sure was a totally fair and legal trial.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. It was completely impartial and was in no way really quick and prejudiced at all. But in a very short amount of time, they were very quickly... Oh, and a little bit of light torture. I don't know if I mentioned the light torture.
Oh, okay. That's just a given.
Just, yeah, a little sprinkling, a little smatter, a little smorgasbord. They were found, all of them, surprisingly, were all found to not be Spanish.
Oh.
And the governor, José Hurtado de Mendoza, ordered his soldiers to cut off two things from the prisoners.
Oh.
What do you think those two things were?
Phone privileges. And the cable TV.
Access to the Archbark. Two bits off their body.
Oh.
Off each person. Each person has to lose two bits. What do you think of the two bits
okay. The
governor ordered had to come off? If you're a spiteful, hateful douchebag, and I'm not even going to say allegedly. I think that's a fair assumption of this governor.
Yes. Look, I mean, if King Leopold from Belgium was the one who was famous for lopping off hands, so I won't go with that. I'm going to say two fingers, like one from each hand, just to be a real fuck.
Well, it's not like you need to take their, you know, their trigger fingers.
No, but you can make life incredibly difficult if you lose prehensile digits.
Well, okay. Well, which of, if you're only taking one finger, which would it be that one? Would it be the finger?
The rude finger, yeah. Because that's the one that's got the most
depth. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, ladies.
Tickle, tickle. Spin it around till it feels smoother. Anyway.
You will do it missionary and it will be boring and no one will be enjoying themselves whatsoever.
That would be a Spanish punishment. No quality lovings for you.
No, there will be no Spanish Inquisition of your vagina with that.
Yeah, look, I'd cut off the middle finger and the index finger. That's, you can't play guitar.
Which one's the index finger?
Your pointy finger.
So oh, next to the thumb.
Pointy finger and your rude finger. That takes away most of the torsional strength of your hand.
Oh, okay. So the rude finger on one hand and then the pointy gun finger on the other hand? Or are you taking both those fingers off both hands?
Both fingers off both hands.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. So you've really thought about this a lot.
Well, you're basically turning someone into useless.
Ah. No, he did not decide to go with your plan.
Okay.
His plan was to chop off one hand.
Oh, that's a... Okay.
Okay. It defeats which finger then? You can take all your fingers home.
Yeah.
One hand and one other body bit. What do you think?
Oh, like not the opposite foot or something, was it?
Oh, that's just spot. You'd never get your balance again, could you? Oh, although maybe that would just even you out.
I have very violent dreams.
So you say you have sleep apnea. You don't sleep, you say.
I have incredibly violent dreams.
Mm. Okay, so you're a spiteful, hateful, like, governor invading a whole new continent, terrorizing a whole new people. We're the Spanish in the Americas. We're fucking everyone up. You've chopped off a hand. What else are you chopping off?
A foot.
Oh, a foot? Oh, you are going with
I'm
that
going
foot?
With foot.
You're such an amateur. He ordered them to chop off a hand and the nose.
Oh,
prisoner.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, stop and think about that.
Oh, my God. Mm. That's some cartel shit.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh.
Fucking Spaniards are torture geniuses.
Because
the nose.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh.
You won't have a nose to itch. You won't have a hand to scratch it.
And you'd just be dribbly all the time.
Yeah,
oh, can you imagine when you sneezed?
Yeah.
Mm.
And this is the land of the coca leaf.
Mm.
Everyone would just think that you've been indulging a bit much.
And this was back in like 1550 as well. So, do you know what I mean? It's not like you could like, oh, I'll put some ointment on that.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody had to lose a hand and... their nose. Ow.
Fuck.
That was, of course, except for the leaders in the group.
Oh, right.
The chieftains. They got to keep their nose, but they had both their hands cut off.
Fuck.
What would you rather?
I'd at least rather one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that thing's not going to tug itself. And if you've got no nose, no one's doing it for you. No,
that's very true.
Just alone and sad, but at least you can do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. The legends say that after the first hand was cut off of Galvarino, Galvarino bravely offered up the other hand to his torturers.
Wow.
And did not flinch nor make noise as either hand was severed.
Fuck.
It's one of those things. It's like when you're retelling the story of a hero, nobody is going to be like, oh, and then he was like, oh, fuck, fuckity fuck, 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 fuck your mother sideways, you can't, fuck it, fuckity fuck, fuck. Oh, I guess the only thing is like at least when the first one happened, you'd go into shock. So would you not feel the second one?
I don't know.
I think the first one would be the worst one.
Well, the first cut is the deepest.
Oh my God. I wish I could chop something of yours off right now. Just for making that joke. Yeah. No, surely you'd have to just go into,
You'd think so.
Yeah.
A lot of adrenaline.
Some of the warriors died from these amputations straight away. Shock, infection, blood loss, you name it.
Yeah.
Those that survived were sent back to their tribes to tell the leaders and its general that the remaining members of their tribe should submit to the Spanish, or this is the fate that would befall anyone who stood against the Spanish. So they sent the mutilated warriors back to give the warning, basically as a living warning of what was going to happen to them. And as far as warning goes, that's pretty, that's to the point.
Yeah.
Galvarino went back to his tribe and he stood before his leader and his people. And instead, he did not stand there as a broken man. Instead, he raised his bloodied limbs, or what was left of them, to the sky and screamed out to his people and demanded that they fight back against the Spanish.
Throw your stumps in the air like you just don't care.
Merch.
Fuck, that is, there's some Braveheart shit.
Yeah, I'm a, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with, you know. Now, there isn't any record of what was actually said. Because obviously it's a moment, nobody was sitting there going, oh, I should jot this down for future generations.
Yeah.
Although if you just had, oh my God, if I had just had both of my hands cut off, it would be a lot of, fuck these fucking cunts and their fucking twats, fuck them and their fucking baby, like get the fuck out. Fucking just, it would just be 5 minutes of just beep, 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 beep.
And Morse code was invented.
So, yes, there's no official what was actually spoken on these day, but what's funny is that, so a lot of this history is written later on, many years later.
Yeah.
Where, and a lot of them Spanish, have gone on like they've to write these like epic poems and stories of, you know, the wars and the battles. So we have these like grandiose Spanish poems written by Spanish poets afterwards. So from one of these great opuses, this is what the Spanish believe the man from the South American tribe who just had both of his arms cut off was saying in his indigenous language, if you translated it.
Okay,
so bear with me. This is the story of Galvarino speaking to his people. My brothers. That's Italian.
That's an Italian old pope.
Yeah. I'm trying to do Spanish. My friend Sergio is Spanish. I'm trying to.
But they don't speak Spanish. Galvarino wouldn't have spoken Spanish. He would have spoken whatever his native tongue was.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to do it as the Spanish poet.
Ah.
Because, you know, this is not, yes, this is in the Spanish poems. So, my brother, I don't know, because all Sergio ever does is complain about his ass, look for hookers, and just try to reverse park in the shopping center car park so people will look at him and be impressed.
Okay.
I like the
sound of Sergio.
Can get a room, you two. I want to go fucking look for berries in the fucking forest. My brothers, why have you stopped attacking these Christians? No one brought Christianity into this, all right? Seeing the manifest damage that from the day which they entered our kingdom until today, they have done and are doing. You've already lost the crown, right?
I think so, yeah. He's not a great orator.
And they still will do to you what you see that they have done to me. And they are doing.
Okay, so great at holding a log, not great at holding a crowd.
And still they will do to you What do you see that they have done to me? Cut your hands off if you are not diligent in making the most of wreaking destruction on these so injurious people for us and all our children and women. Worst rousing fucking speech in history, mate.
It's pretty bad.
I just imagine everyone sitting around, well, in despite of that, should we go to war?
It's a very Spanish thing to lose your hands and then be shit at communicating.
I'm sorry, I just can't get out what I'm feeling. Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, worst. Just keep it short and sweet. They will never take our freedom. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Not, oh, the injustice of the parties engaged to our women. Somebody think of the women and children. Galvarino was one to lead by example and had no intention at all to sit out the fight. So, oh, what do I want to do? I want to kill some Spaniards, but I literally, I'm armless.
Yeah.
Like, I've got no, well, that's not true. He's got arms. He's just got no hands.
Yeah.
I've got no hands. How do I fight back against the Spanish?
Yeah.
What do I do? You get constructive.
Okay.
You get creative. And you have two metal blades fixed to your stumps.
That fucking rules. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Oh, yes. He just became a fucking Mad Max villain.
Because they had literally, these are people like they had worked like silver into like, you know, just beautiful fancy jewelry.
Yeah, right.
Nah, he beat down his earrings to make two giant fuck-off sword hands.
That's like Mandy.
The original T-1000.
That's amazing. Imagine seeing him come back and just going, oh, we fucked up.
We had to find out. And the kebab was invented. Right up the pick and berry. Oh, my God. Yes, literally strapped two giant swords to his stumps.
That's amazing.
It is the most kick-ass thing ever. Now, there is no exact record of the size or length of the blades. Just a lot of people have pointed out that they were damn sure big enough that people noticed them.
They're not going to be pocket knives.
It's going to peel away your fruit. Can I say, like, in the artistic representations? Yeah, no, he is not there with, like, two little They are big fucking, like, Russian saber kind of looking things.
That's
like,
awesome.
They're just fucking, I think that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, fucking strap two blades to your fucking stumps and have at it. Oh, no. Now, the next time Galvarino is recorded in battle is a few months later, on November the 30th, 1557. So, obviously, you've got to, you know, you need time to heal.
Yeah.
Because you've just had your hands chopped off. The Mapuche tribe were moving into position to launch a surprise attack on General Mendoza's encampment. So, this is the fucker who chopped his hands off.
Why is this not a movie? Why is this not a movie?
All you need is this fucker with his fucking sword hands. Bam, move. I am buying a ticket to that. I don't give a shit what the rest of the plot is. Fucking sword hands.
Yeah.
Fucking pew, pew, pew.
That's amazing.
Suck shit, Wolverine. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hang on, let me fill up my glass as we get ready for the major battle.
Okay.
Now, so they prepare. This is the ultimate. Ooh. They're catching up with a fucker who chopped his hands off.
Right.
So again, they're going to sneak into position. Okay.
Yeah.
So then they can just fucking, bam, just jump out, surprise. You're already there. You've got the element of surprise. They're not going to be able to do shit with their cannons.
Yeah.
So everybody starts getting ready to get into position because obviously you've got to come from different sides, you know. You need different people to take out. You've got to take out your sentries. Someone's got to do something about the fucking cannons. Someone's got to do something about the fucking horses. You've got your whole plan set up.
Yeah.
Now, this comes back to, again, why Galvarino might be the unluckiest son of a bitch in the world.
Oh.
Because, of course, their plan got ruined before because of two men secretly picking love berries
yeah.
in the forest. This time, as they were moving into position, they heard the of trumpets in the Spanish encampment. And they're like, fuck, we've been spotted. This is it. Ah, just fucking have at him.
Yeah.
Because their plan was, obviously, they were going to try and move in
yeah.
before everybody woke up, you know, like pre-dawn.
Pincer move.
Yeah, exactly. Get them while they're sleeping. The problem was the... They hadn't been spotted.
Oh.
It was actually the alarm for the night shift to wake up and start getting ready to change over shifts.
What, they fucking didn't watch them over a few nights to see their movements?
I mean, don't get me started.
Okay.
So literally, they were, because they were like, fuck, we've been spotted, so we've just got to fucking go now where you are. People aren't in position. Fuck it. We just got to charge at them.
So you're attacking at the exact time when both parts of their army are awake.
Every single part of their army is awake now.
Fuck.
And they're not in position to take out the key elements.
Fuck.
So the people weren't in the position. There were people who were supposed to, you know, stop them being able to, you know, unleash the horses, the cavalry. But obviously they weren't in position, so they failed. So people were able to mount out and ride into the cavalry, which just fucked everybody up.
Yeah. Intelligence is everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Everything. But yeah, again, it's fucking, oh my God. If they started their pre-dawn raid 20 minutes earlier, they all would have been in position.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or if someone had just, someone had just taken out the bugle player.
Or if they just fucking watched them for a few days and realized that that's what they did every night.
Yeah. Although it is hard to just blend into the forest when you've got fucking 6 foot saber hands. You can't just blend into the forest, mate.
True.
Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, so that was the unfortunate setup to what would have been an epic revenge battle. Yeah. You know, I mean, it did still turn into a battle.
Yep.
Just maybe not as favorably as we would like.
Yeah.
The 3,000 Mapuche warriors attacked the encampment. Now, it's recorded that there were 1,000 Spanish soldiers there. So you're like, okay, so it should be an easy win because it's like a 3-1.
Yeah.
However, obviously, because they're the Spanish, they haven't actually recorded. And see, one of the reasons that the Spanish were so successful just charging their way through South America was because they actually, I guess, seized a lot of native warriors yes. to fight for the Spanish.
Yes.
And basically there was a lot of dastardly deals of like, hey, you know what? If you fight on the side of the Spanish, we will eliminate all of your enemies.
Yeah.
We will eliminate every other tribe and you'll be like the kick-ass only tribe left in Spanish. You know, the new Spanish town yeah. that we're going to create, you know, even though they would eventually fuck them over as well. So they haven't actually recorded how many Spanish warriors were in the encampment because they don't apparently bear noting.
Right.
Just Spanish people.
Okay.
So I can't tell you how many actual people were there in the fight. Okay. But there were at least 1,000 Spanish folk.
Yeah.
The battle lasted for over an hour.
Right.
Galvarino using his blades to direct his army in battle.
That's amazing.
How fucking awesome is that? And even joined into the fighting itself. Now, this is not just from tribe stories. This is even from stories told by the Spanish. Can you imagine blade arms just cutting and slicing his way through the fucking throng? Majestic.
That would look fucking cool.
Oh, my God. Okay, just disclaimer at home, nobody cut off your hands to attach blades, all right? I'm just saying it. We do not, as cool as it will look, we do not endorse people cutting off their hands to strap on blades.
I don't think anyone was going to, but thanks for the warning.
Well, see, this is why one of us is, you know.
One of us is overestimating our influence.
One of us is stopping us from ending up in some kind of court federal hearing.
Okay. If we sold lots of tickets, I would say, yes, we probably have that kind of power.
Hey, we sold like 20 last time. You never know how many soldier blade arms we might influence.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, especially our biggest fan base is in Texas. Come on, honestly. we could sponsor a lot of people could be turned to blade arms. So he would direct the battle and then, you know, cut through the middle of the crowd, of the fighting, even manage. He wanted to fight his way to the governor.
Okay.
The governor did not come down to the battle.
Of course he didn't.
But he did send his second in charge. You know who was struck down in battle?
Please tell me the second in charge.
The second in charge by Galvarino's sword arms.
Get fucked. Pew. That's, yes.
Yes. Suck it. And again, from the epic Spanish poems, this is what the Spanish poets believe Galvarino or sword arms was yelling as he was running through a battle, slicing the Spanish in half. Nobody is allowed to flee but to die because you die defending your mother country.
Oh, okay.
Again, a bit too wordy for me.
A bit too wordy, a little bit too European notion of nationhood.
Yes. But ultimately, the Mapuche weapons were no match for those of the Spanish and the battle ended in defeat for the Mapuche warriors.
Yeah.
Boo! I think I speak for everyone here when I say boo. Some of the Mapuche warriors were captured, including Galvarino.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. Literally, you've got sword arms. How are they capturing you? Fucking slice dice your way out of there, mate. Seriously.
How'd they handcuff him? They just put corks on them.
These two Spanish berry guys just walk up with two plum tomatoes, just straight on the end.
That's Fuck! How the kebab was started.
Fuck! Foiled again. Damn you, Spain. Oh, my Lord. So he was captured.
No.
Boo. The Spanish governor, who we've learnt is a very well-adjusted, calm kind of dude.
Yeah.
You know, decided to have a trial.
Okay.
Totally fair and impartial. Light bit of torture. And everybody, every single one of the Mapuche warriors were assigned to be hanged. A Spanish writer and poet who was accompanying the conquistadors, because that's what you take to war, fucking poet. Oh, what have they got? Well, they might have sword for arms, but we have a fucking poet. Oh. So the poet begged for Galvarino's, like, he knows a good story.
Oh, yeah.
When he sees one, he was just like, oh, my God, the fucking, oh, my God, the coin I'm going to make from this fucking pointy dude. Oh, Lord. So he pleaded for Galvarino to be given a lesser sentence. And the Spanish governor agreed on...
Oh, okay.
Small conditions. Small conditions. Okay. So let me know how you think, if you're thinking this is fair. The condition was I convert to Christianity. You know how much the Spanish had a hard on for Christianity. Yeah. A, convert to Christianity. And B, leave your tribe and fight for the Spanish army in defeating your tribe.
Some pretty serious demands there.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I'm guessing he chose no.
Are you taking the second option?
I'm taking the second option.
You're taking the second option. Galvarino, who... The Spanish at least had the common sense to remove his blades from him.
Yeah.
But had put a little shawl over his stumps.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they
just
found...
Just keep the flies off.
They found it a little bit to look at. This is true. They found them a little offensive to look at.
Right.
You're the fuckers who did it to him.
Yeah.
Is that your conscience is why you can't look at that. That's your conscience. No, legit, they found it too just distasteful to look at. So they just popped a little knitted shawl over his little stumps.
Nice.
Just, oh.
As my grandmother used to say, if someone was showing a little bit too much of their cleavage, my grandma would say, that outfit needs a brooch.
Your grandmother got covered in a lot of brooches in her time. The seafaring brooches.
Oh.
Ah, so no, he was standing there and he decided to throw off the shawl of shame. He threw them from his stumps and then brandished them at the Spanish.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And declared that, quote, I would rather die than live like you. And I'm only sorry that my death will keep me from tearing you to pieces with my teeth.
Shit. Holy shit. What a fucking lunatic.
Fucking waving his stumps at him. Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Absolute fucking legend. Now... Some stories suggest that it was exactly because of this statement that the totally calm and reasonable Spanish governor took that totally well and ordered that his sentence be changed from being hung to being thrown to ravenous dogs to be torn apart.
Okay.
Who then mauled the warrior to death, which was one of the stories that was circulated amongst the people.
Yeah.
However, other stories say that Galvarino, as being led up to the gallows, which had been constructed, wrestled free from his captors, ran to the end and leapt to his death, committing suicide, denying his captors the joy of taking his life. Other stories say that he was hung with the rest of the Mapuche warriors.
Yeah.
So, again, this is the 1550s. We will never know.
Yeah.
You know? And history is written by the winners with the syphilis. So they're also, yes, you're a winner, but you're also seeing a lot of things that aren't there. So who knows if this is how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this did not damage the spirit of the Mapuche people who continued to fight for another 120 years.
Fuck yeah.
Curiously, probably one of the closest that the two sides came to almost maybe we could possibly see each other sign and come to an agreement after this was in the period between 1612 and 1626.
Right.
You know who almost brought them together?
I don't know.
The Jesuits.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
Now, the Jesuits, obviously, their whole, mission is just making everybody as Christian as fuck.
Yeah, God's stormtroopers.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. So they actually made it their mission. So after all these, nearly 100 years of fighting, they make it their mission that they're going to come over and convert the Muppeteers to Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is their sole purpose. They're putting all of their efforts into this.
Yeah.
Now, the new Muppeteer warriors were not, at this stage, 100% against the idea of Christianity.
Right.
They're like, oh, we can see, or maybe it's not the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But there was just one main point of Christianity that the two tribes, so the Jesuits and the Mapuche tribe, could not come together on. This is the male Mapuche leaders. What do you think was the one thing that they could not agree on?
Whether Jesus was black.
No, that was, I think we've all agreed on that. That wasn't the problem.
Okay.
What do you think is the one stickling point of Christianity that the tribes could not get behind?
Oh, fuck. The women being excluded.
Monogamy.
Oh, of course.
Because obviously the whole point of one of the key factors of Christianity, you've got to enter one man, one woman into a monogamous relationship, having sex as boringly as possible.
Yeah.
The Mapuche leaders were in no way at any stage inclined to give up polygamy.
No.
And they stated, no, it's not just about us being dirty old bastards. No, it's not just because we're here wanging about. No. The reason, that we don't want to give it up, it's because if we have 18 wives, that means I can make a deal with 18 other tribes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about connection.
Yeah.
Okay. And making deals and arrangements. So that, coupled with the fact that, of course, with all of their young warriors dying in the war that's been happening for the last year, 100 years, it was up to these old men to deposit their horrible, wrinkly seed in as many young ladies as humanly possible.
Sounds
for
like
the tribe.
Sounds like a terrible society.
Literally Hollywood today.
Yeah.
So they refused to take on Christianity and the Jesuit mission failed.
And this music happened. Over the Iguazu Falls you go.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not giving up polygamy for that either, to be honest.
No.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, they're not. So they never came to an agreement and they never converted. In 1825, Chile declared its independence after the Chilean War of Independence.
Yeah.
That went from 1810 to 1810.
Yep.
In all this time, the Mapuche tribe never gave up their resistance to invasive rule.
Right.
And are one of the few remaining indigenous tribes that have managed to hold on to their culture and traditions.
Fucking good on them.
The sad thing is, of course, in today, in the parts of Chile and Argentina where they are, of course, they are still a minority in the new populace, and they do actually suffer large degrees of discrimination and poverty and isolation, and some truly horrible things have been done even to this day to the indigenous peoples. And a lot of it is because a lot of the indigenous peoples fight against fucking companies showing up fucking ripping stuff out of the environment and just fucking ruining it, destroying rivers, knocking down the forest. They're very much opposed to it. They're like, these are our lands. Fuck you with your fucking bullshit mining that's going to destroy everything. And they usually just end up getting bullied or murdered or...
I think it's time for the reappearance of a certain cultural figure with two swords for hands.
Fuck yes.
I'd get behind the crowdfunding campaign for that.
Fuck.
Like South American Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Swear to me. Chung chung. So that is the story of Galvarino. He may not have won the war, but ultimately his people did win the battle and they managed to keep their like traditions alive.
Top 10 badasses of all time though.
Fucking ching ching. Fucking, oh my God, second in charge. Kebab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10 badasses of all time.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty easy to be like, oh, I'm just going to go away and, you know, have a bit of a cry and a lie down. Like, honestly, like I bump my elbow into like the door frame and I'm like, well, that's my whole day. I have to cry in bed because life is unjust and have a sick day at work because I'm emotionally traumatized.
But just imagine being in that tribe and like, what are we going to do? And he just goes, we put fucking knives in my stumps and we fuck them up.
We fucking stab, stab, motherfucker. That's what the fuck we do. Stab, stab.
And I'm sure he was chewing coca leaves. But he still got the job done.
Somehow that just makes him more awesome.
Yeah. I got finance tips for you.
Imagine the fucking line you could do off your fucking sword blade hands. From here to fucking North America.
Yeah. It's like an Evel Knievel level of gack. That's amazing.
Fucking hell. Woo! So to one of the mightiest and I think long forgotten heroes of history, let's bring that motherfucker back. Let's bring the fucking movie. Oh, The Rock with his fucking pew pew.
Yeah, he'd be a good girl for
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, or someone who is South American, maybe.
I know, I can't think of anyone that's South American off the top of my head. Where's Pedro Pascal from?
He's from Chile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
As he just scoops women up like donuts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's hot. He doesn't even need, like, blade for fucking... Oh, my God. And, of course, there will be a baby that he'll have to, like, save and strap to his body as he's fighting.
This is the movie they should have made instead of that Christian bullshit Apocalypto.
Oh, my God. I told you before, don't make fucking Mel Gibson angry. He will fuck us up.
I'm not Jewish. He'll leave me alone.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, yeah, fucking – you know what? We're going to add that to the list of movies that we need to make one day.
Yeah.
We are going to – Pedro Pascal is Galvarino. Galvarino. Yeah. Hot.
I mean, Pedro Pascal is – descended from the Spanish.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 All right. We'll do some casting. I'm sure there is a beautiful member of the Mapuche tribe that we can cast. Yes. Yeah. We can get Pedro Pascal to just, he could be the sexy poet.
Yes.
Who like, it's just like, oh, please let him live. Why should he live? And he just takes his clothes off.
Yeah.
And and Calvarino's blades get rusty in all the wet that appears. And that's why he's defeated.
It's not just because it's in the tropics.
Yeah. Just that bloody Pedro Pascal wetness. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. Now I'm going to drink the rest of the champagne and think about Pedro Pascal. So in the meantime, find your own Pedro Pascal of the sky, like a mothman. Because a real mothman eats the carpet. So does Pedro Pascal in my dreams.
And like colonialism, the dick goes in the bin.
Wang free. Ooh. Picture the world.
Wang free.
Wang free.